أركز الصحابة دفايس أوف أهل السنة والجماعة
باكر علم صدق صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو باكر علم صدق صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہل یمن.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Respected listeners of Sirius FM as well as Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought, every Thursday between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. This program takes place, the repeat takes place every Sunday from 6 to 7. That is 6 to 7 p.m. and that is Central African time. Today our discussion, alhamdulillah, on this beautiful day, the date is the 18th of Rabi'ul Awal, 1447, and we'll be discussing all about Hamas, inshallah. So if you have any questions, you can send it through to the number 084-786-3132. If you're in a foreign country, the number is +27, that's the code, +27-84-786-3132. So this is where you can contact us on WhatsApp only, and those are the messages that you've been sending. For those contacts, you can continue sending us, and the topic, remember, is on Hamas. And for other listeners as well, you can save the number at any given time in your file programs. During that time, you can send us a message, 084-786-3132. +27 is the code, 84786-3132. We've seen a continuous attack on Islam, and we need people to speak on our groups without any censors. So Mufti Saab will be discussing this particular topic on Hamas. When did Hamas start? And all these questions can be posed there. Just this morning as well, we've sent out, if you were with us on the spiritual breakfast, we sent out what did it was? Carlson, here is his statement.
Real questions. Right. Like, we know, I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu on camera right after said this is a good thing because it brings the United States into a conflict that we've been involved in on an existential level for decades. I mean, he said that out loud. I'm not guessing, you can pull the tape. We know that a group of Israeli art students, who clearly were not art students, clearly some of them were aligned with Israeli intelligence, were arrested and held for quite some time in the United States before being released without charges. And we know that a group of them, again, I'm quoting an FBI document here, not the internet, filmed the attacks on 9/11, and I'm quoting, seemed to have foreknowledge of those attacks.
So this was all on RT or TRT, and as well as RT, the Russian newspaper RT, and Tucker Carlson exposing the true facts. So it all comes out eventually, 9/11. So this we spoke about as well in the morning. Mufti Farhan Karani, you can also get the podcast there on our podcast site, on the Markaz Sahaba website as well, you can get it there. We'll welcome Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Hafidhahullah. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, as an introduction, what is the hukam of jihad according to the Quran Sharif as well as the Ahadith Mubarakah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Few announcements before we start that. We all know what happened in Qatar and so forth and so on. Not that we have any sympathy, empathy for them. So they are the ones who gave a plane and they gave the $1 trillion and what have you. And America, Israel showed them their true colors. So that's first thing we must know. However, now Netanyahu is dictating to them that you better expel Hamas from there, otherwise we'll attack you again. Now imagine in 2 hours, they attack 6 Arab countries, Muslim countries. Imagine if one Muslim country had to attack six non-Muslim countries. What should have happened? There should be a big war already, and what, the whole media should be gone into a frenzy. But nothing, really speaking. You see Palestine, then Syria, then Lebanon, then you find Yemen, then you find Qatar, and you find who else? Tunisia. See, six countries. And so they get away, you know. People must respect the international law. So today I sent out one thing, and that America and Israel crushing the international law. We can do as what we please. We are above the law, you see. So that is the white mentality. This is the super white supremacist and Zionist mentality. And if you look at yesterday's Haaretz, they say 77 years of expulsion. So from the time 48 till now, they just want to expel all the time. You must remember that. But Allah has His own system. Inshallah, they'll be victorious. Two, three other things quickly. You see this Herzog, the Harami, the president, he's there in UK. And Starmer gave him the red carpet treatment. He's one of the people when they were sending their missiles and bombs and what have you into Gaza, he signed it. Yes, kill them, kill their children, kill their inner. He's supposed to be president of Israel. See? And so these are whole, the entire cabinet are war criminals. You must remember, we have to name them, shame them, and nail them, remember. And the main three are Netanyahu, Ben-Gvir, and the Smotrich, and not the others also are, you know, better. They're all haramis, all accomplices in this crime here. And likewise, Biden, Trump, all of them. Then next point we should remember, today is the 18th of Rabiul Awwal 1447. Corresponding to what? 9/11. Today is 9/11. So you must remember that. So just go back 21 years. So you must remember 2001. I remember vividly till now. I was sitting there in my office. And then they called me, come and see, come and see. I said, what happened? They said, come and see. So they had a small screen there, and they showed how the Twin Towers were falling and so forth and so. Me, I got very happy. I said, Allahu Akbar, you understand that? So remember that now it's 100%. You must be a moron if you think that Osama bin Laden or Al-Qaeda or whoever. So 100% it was a Mossad operation, and they wanted to blame, you must remember, the Muslims. But wamakaru wa makarullah. The Quran Sharif became the bestseller, you must remember. Thereafter, you must remember, and where? In whole of America, the translation and so forth. So inshallah, with all this year, now more and more countries are turning against Israel. You must remember that. One big analyst, you see, you know, he said that, and he was an ambassador also. So he said that with this strike, you must remember, so whether they're going to accept it or not, America, Israel attacking Qatar, the Arab countries will move more towards China, and they will move more towards Iran. And they will, like India. India and America, now it's the lowest. So now they are cozying up with Pakistan, you know, if you know anything was really going on and so forth. So India told them, go to hell, we don't need you, you see. So that is what must happen. The Muslim countries, Arab countries, must turn away from America and Israel, obviously. And they can join Russia, they can join China, they can join whoever. But it's better than joining these chaps here. Not that that's an ideal situation, but at least better. They won't attack you and so forth and so on. So that's the main things that we should know and so forth and so on. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The big mistake the Orientalists, the Westerners, and the Muslims make, when they hear the word jihad, then they only know jihad means to take out the gun and shoot, take out the bomb and throw it against them. That's totally wrong. It's a misnomer. So jihad means to strive, literally. And see in the Quran Sharif, chapter 66, verse number 9, Almighty Allah is giving a direct instruction to him, Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, Jahidil Kuffara wal Munafiqeen wa Ghluz Alayhim. That you must wage jihad against the kuffar, the non-Muslims, wal Munafiqeen, and the hypocrites, and be firm against them, wa Ghluz Alayhim. So remember that, In a case like that, remember that Almighty Allah is teaching us that you must wage war against these people here. So that is the non-Muslims, right? So that is what you must all remember. And now, go see. So when Mustafa, right in the Battle of Tabuk, so you will see that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala said Wahi to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the side of the Muslims, that side of the Jews, the year is the 70 of the Hijrah, the month is Muharram. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addresses, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Ya Ali, la'ay yahdi Allahu bika rajulan wahida. If Allah Ta'ala and when Allah gives through you that Hidayat comes to them, the Jews, one of them embraces Islam, is khayru laka min humrin na'am, then better for you than all the red camels. Now the translation will read, better than all the red Rolls Royce and Cadillacs and Bentleys and Porsche and everything else put together. So the first step of jihad will be da'wat. The second step of jihad will be istislam. They can stay in our land, our country, but they must abide by our laws and they must pay jizya and so forth and so on. A nominal amount, you see. And third one, that they want to stay in our land and they want to come now and undermine us, undermine our laws, become a threat to us, then we will wage war against them. So in Islam, we have defensive war and we have offensive war. Now that's one side of the scenario. Then other side, Ya ayyuhan nabi jahidil kufar. Well, munafiqin, go up on Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these people, ye munafiqin, if I wage war against them, what will be the repercussions and consequences? Inna nasa qalu inna muhammadan yaqtulu ashaba. The world will say Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is killing his own people. You see that? So we should be very clear. So what we call mawqa'i shanasi, mardam shanasi. You must know on which occasion what to do and what occasion what to speak and so forth. So there was jihad against them, but that jihad was bil lisan, with the tongue. And against the kuffar, it was bil lisan and bil alat, and with the instruments and equipment and the adad and udad and all that. We pulled up our armies, we took our arms and ammunition and everything and so forth. You see, now what we are doing now is also jihad. So now you go in the afternoon, for example, I'm just saying, you go to your shop and you run your shop, you see that? So that also is jihad. With one proviso, whatever you're selling is halal, halal and tayyiba, and you're doing it with an intention, you want to maintain yourself, maintain your wife, your children, your parents, your siblings, whatever, whoever is in need. So in that way, that's jihad also, so you must remember. So jihad in Islam has a very, very broad connotation. So we should be very, very clear regarding this issue here, you know. So that is what we should understand, that remember that these people here, yeah, so they just take one meaning of jihad. So therefore, they will call us jihadis. And a woman, they'll call them hijabis, you see. And one term, they will use terrorists for all of us. But if you study, you see Muhammad Ali, you know, boxer. So they told him, Muhammad Ali, you Muslim? He said, yes. He said that, who? You are the Muslims today are the biggest terrorists. He said, is that so? He was a very intelligent person. So is that so? I never knew, you know. You're giving me a new lesson of history. So that person got taken aback. He said, when I studied history, then I saw who caused World War I? The whiteys. When I studied World War II, who caused all that? So the white people. When I studied the Holocaust and all that, whatever you wrote, remember, who caused all that? The whites. There was not a single Muslim involved in all these things. So they prefer buhita alladhi kafar, you see. So therefore, you see, I give you example. You see, nowadays, some imams, just 3-4 things I'm telling you, you know, because you still, mashallah, you're still very young, also Allah give long life and take a lot of work, inshallah. And you, Suleiman, also, you must learn. So you must remember this. And you, Suleiman, also, you must learn all these things that I'm saying. So you know you're in the same age bracket and that category. So when you speak today, so when you speak, then we must speak with dalail, with evidence and substantiated. It mustn't be just with an emotional statement. No, no good. All waste of time. So we must study. Iqra, read, read, read. Whatever topic, subject you want to discuss, you must be well read, you must know what's happening and so forth. Today we're speaking of Hamas, so we must know what we are speaking about. One. So Iqra, read, read, read. Whether it's in Arabic, Urdu, English, whatever the authentic. One. Two, you must remember, we must become familiar with the terms. So now they call us terrorists. So why they call us terrorists? Because Quran says you must remember that وَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبْحَابِ الْخَيْرِ تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ أَدُوَ اللَّهِ وَأَدُوَكُمْ. So you, the Muslim countries, the Muslim armies, you must prepare yourself to the best of your ability and you must have your horses and all that. So just them as horse, now your tanks and all that you must have ready. تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ. And you must strike fear into, you must remember the enemies of Allah and your enemies. So what is the word used there? Turihibun. So what they did, they used reverse psychology. They used reverse psychology. They took the word from the Quran, and for us in English, they call us terrorists. In Urdu, they call you what? Dahshatgar. You see that? You're causing all mayhem, chaos, anarchy on this earth, and so forth, and so on, and all that. And then, in Arabic, irhabi. You see, irhabi. So from where? From this verse here. But now the Muslim doesn't even understand that you go to our darlooms and umrah, they don't understand these things there. So you must remember, we live in our own cocoon and own world, you must remember. So, and two, three other points I want to make. So you will see chapter number 8, Surah Anfal and verse 60. So from here, they have think tanks. Say, how can we corner these Muslims? Every time they try and corner us, more people embrace Islam. That is the unintended consequences. You see that? So you must remember this type of things here. وَمَكَرُوا أَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. The more they try to extinguish the radiance, effulgence of Allah with their media and so with their politicians and with their mouths, Allah says, inspiring us, motivating us, Allah will let the noor of Islam spread throughout the whole world. See, now the imams are reading. How even today, imams, majority, they just eat like parrots, you don't understand? What they learned in madrasa, they just eat. Like that is wahi, you can't change it. It's totally wrong. So today the problem we're having, I just gave you all the statistics now. Israel, the haramis, the Nazis, the swines, the pigs, the donkeys, and the dogs and monkeys, and all Quran uses all these words for them. So you must remember that we don't even make one dua against them. I asked the Imam, why you don't say Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin? He said, no, I'll start with this. But nothing. I asked, why you don't make dua for Aqsa? Allah mahfaz, you understand, al-Masjid al-Aqsa min al-Yahudi al-Ghasibin. So what's our difference then and MBS and all that? MBS say, normally don't take the word Yahud, don't worry of Aqsa and all this. So we are pushing that school of thought, the apologetic compromising school. Muslim must be one who is brave. You must take them on. Not become like a coward and become apologetic and become what do law to hinu for you to know. So hopeless, useless if you ask me. Whether people like, don't like, it's nothing to do with me. But we have to speak the truth. Understood? You must study the history of Sahayina Sahyuniya. Now you take this word today and ask the person, Maulana, half of them won't know. Yesterday I asked one student to understand, what would you call? He told me he's studying Arabic language. He's finished Maulana, everything. I asked him, what you doing? He said that I'm studying Arabic specialist. I say, what you call the settlers in Arabic? He looked at me like he saw a jinnat. I say, you ever heard the word mustawtinin? He said, never in my life. So I told him, you must tell your teacher that all this teaching you Gardan and is wasting time, if you ask me. You pass all the stages now. Because you say you're Maulana already. So you must get the latest Majalla, get all the latest magazines, newspapers from the Arab world, and you don't get that. Everything is on internet today, free of charge. And learn how to read a newspaper. Learn how to read the Majalla. Learn al-istilahat al-jadida, understood, of the Arabic language. So only reading the ay daraba zaydun amran, that daraba is a fa'il, zayd is a fa'il, and amr is a maf'ul, and we think that is gone, is finished, you studied that already. Now you must go further and further and further. There are so many new words coming out, you must remember that. So that is what, you see our whole syllabus, we need to review it and look at it. You must remember these things there. So then our minds can be made and so forth. Therefore, the Arab ulama, when they come here and we say we got so many muftis and so many people who did Bukhari, this is laugh, you understand? So they just fly through. They don't even know how many, they don't even know 10, 20 sanad properly by heart. And you say that. I'm saying right or wrong, right?
Chi.
Chi. Yeah. So how it works like that now? You see, that is what Shaykh Abu Hassan Nadwi wrote, the inhitatul Muslimin, that the decline of the Muslims caused harm, not to Muslims, but it caused harm to humanity. You must remember that. The whole book on inhitat, you must read it there. You must remember how the Ummah, when it fell in every field, economically, socially, politically, and whatever, so it became a liability to the Ummah. So you must remember this. We're supposed to be the trendsetters. We're supposed to be the leaders and so forth and so on. But what we did, we just cut and paste. You must remember that. You must remember. Just mimic the West. White is right and West is best. So that is a foolishness. Now this Arab guy, same thing they're doing. Understood? So in the Kaya Jamiat, he's there. Just think, America says it's right. Israel says this, he says right. And this, what are you thinking about? So that is how, if Pakistan, take two countries, poorest countries, Pakistan is considered a poor country. Pakistan, the only Muslim countries from the 57 countries got nuclear. No other. So what are you doing with your millions, billions, trillions and zillions? Yemen, the poorest Arab country. Yesterday they bombed them. Now I heard the news. Understood? So you must remember, they say Yemen attacked Israel. So they got special dua of Nabi alayhi salam. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. Al-imanu yamaniyun. Wal-hikmatu yamaniya. And al-fiqhu yamaniyun. All this hadith yamaniyun. All this in Bukhari Sharif. And this Najdis, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua for them. So we should know all these type of things, you see. But now, to be honest, now I reached this stage, alhamdulillah, I'm good out of the Darulun. You understand? We spent 20 years there in Newcastle, alhamdulillah. Whatever we could do, we did. But now, it's time to educate the masses and the ummah. There you teach 200 people, here you can teach 200 to 2 million people, you know. So this type of thing there. So that is what the need is now. That quickly. That Binduri said this. When Talum Newcastle started, Hitam or Qasim Sema in 73, they jalli like Rijal Paida Karo. Get the men prepared, imams prepared, let them go teach the masses. Priyamat Bhot Karib hai. Mishtak, Mishkat tak inko barao aur inko farigh kar do. There is no need for Bukhari and Tirmidhi. That day, Hazrat Binduri told Mosema. 82, when Mishkat, everything finished, that Maulana called us, the teachers. He said, what must we do now? This is what Hazrat Binduri said. This Maulana from Akal Kuwa, he just passed away now. You understood? That Maulana. So he was there. So he asked Maulana, can I speak? Maulana said, Zarur, ab farmai. So he said, aapke madrasa mein ko alwash Kashmiri nahi aayenge. Who Shaykh al-Islam Hazrat Madani nahi aayenge, this one nobody will come. Aap hi ko parana hoga, Maulana Qasim Sema, aap hi Bukhari Sharif para. So that gave Maulana and the teachers a lot of himmat. He was just there at the right time. And you know this man who came now, he's 100 years old, you met him. in Muhammad, Ramadan Mevati. Met him?
Che.
Yeah. You know how strong he is. He stand and read the mass. We saw him read the mass. Like and he speak loud also. When he makes salam also, you can see. So he told me a Ajib story. I told him about my story, that my in-laws, 10 sons, you see. And then the daughter came and then because my father-in-law, mother-in-law went with Shaykhul Islam for Hajj and 155. And 57 he passed away. So he said up there, Jamte o Maulana ko, wo Maulana Akul ko. I said, ji, 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 mulaqat bhi hui and all that. He said, unke yaha, his father, mother, Narina Aulad nahi the. They never had sons. Like your story, basically. They only had daughters. So then, he said, wo ayat hai. Does Maulana Akal kuwa? His parents. So the father came to Shaykhul Islam Hazrat Madani and said, you know, Shaykh, I only got daughters and Dili Tamanna, Mujhe Narina, I also want a son. So Hazrat said, don't worry. And he made special dua, and the first one came, Narina Aulad. Narina Aulad means male children, male issue. You understand? Boys. So remember that he was born. And you know how much work Allah took from him? In the whole India, Pakistan, if you take one individual now in the past 50, 70 years, besides the Tablighi Jamaat, he did one of the greatest work. The Darul Uloom, the hospitals, the schools, and what then what the universities, and what then what that man did. One man, you understand? So Azim Kami, work he did, you must remember that. So all Hazrat Madani, like our more as this, I asked him 100 times this question. I say, Hazrat, that okay, I understand, but who in 2 years, less than 2 years, became alim and sheikh? Say, everything Allah's fazal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam barakat, but du'as, Hazrat ji. You see, he wrote that book now. The Suleiman sent it to me. The Demise of Hazrat ji, you saw that?
Si.
Yeah. So one thing, I didn't read the whole thing, but I want to tell him, if I meet him or send him a message, that Maulana, you one of the last among the very senior khulafa. So you must make the list and tell us that who are the khulafa of Hazrat ji Nawwarullah Markadahu. You see. Because I know today in some places people are claiming that they are khalifa. But I can tell you that one, two, I got doubt. But one, I know definitely not khalifa. But they're telling people and they write there also khalifa of Hazrat ji. You see. So, people, you see, you know, you call us dropping names. So, they want to make them say, Naam hai tumhara aur kaam mera. Naam tumhara aur kaam mera. You see, I use your name to get my job done. You see, that is what's happening now. So, that's a suggestion I want to make to him that, you know, Maulana, you must tell us the final list. Who were the khulafa? Those who passed away, those alive, would write them down, then we know who the khulafa. And especially now who are alive and so forth, you know. It's very important. Just now one person came and tell us, I'm also Khalifa. But the man never even met Hazrat Ji. He met Hazrat Ji once. So like that it is, yeah.
Chief Mufti Sahib, so who is Hamas and how did they start?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hamas means, it's an acronym. Hamas means Harakatul Muqawamatul Islamiyah. The Islamic Resistance Movement. So you must understand that. First point. Hamas acronym meaning Harakatul Muqawamatul Islamiyah. The Islamic Resistance Movement. That is that. Now bring international law. International law teaches us if your land, your country, your place, your space is occupied by somebody else, you have all the right to resist with arms. You have all the right to resist the occupation and the squatters with arms, you see. So where the hell does Americans and Jutlas and them are speaking about? They say that Hamas must just, you understand, disarm and free the hostages. We say go to hell, you must remember that. That will never happen, inshallah. You see that? For us, it's our honor that we're taking you on. And today is day number 706. You must remember that. Show me one Arab country, show me one Arab army, Muslim army, that can take on the so-called might of America and might of Israel and still standing tall. Some people, they use the word standing tall for other reasons. You must remember that. You see that? So you must remember, you know that, yeah. So to stand tall, then they stood up, you see. So you must remember this. So that, but they're still standing there. So that is what. Now, established in 1987, I'm giving you the leadership now. So you must remember, they were established in 1987. Now you must pause here. Go back to World War II. World War II, 1945, all that finish up. There was a lot of sympathy, empathy for the Jews. What happened? Hitler does this. And then they exaggerated it. And then Hollywood was also in their favor, the film. And then the media was also in their favor. And then they are Zionists, you know. They are Makkar and they are masters in pretending. And they had 1 million less than they make 6 million, you see. All that and so forth. And according to me, this is, you, oh, Suleiman, work it, just put there on your thing. We are in the month of Rabiul Awwal, you see. So now, if you ask, Hazrat Mufti Sahib also wrote it in his book, Ad-Durratul Farda, the Shara of Qasida Burda. So when was Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tarikhul milad? The auspicious birth, the Naam-e-Naami, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's milad mubarak. So Hazrat wrote there, that 20th April 571, Gregorian calendar. Right?
True.
So now, go see Hitler. So it's written that 20th April. I haven't seen it anywhere. But my heart tells me he wasn't born 20th April. But they want to link Hitler with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there must be hatred in the hearts of people for Hitler and for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can have hatred for Hitler, we got nothing. But when the more you start having hatred, al-iyazubillah, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the Quran comes in. Chapter 108, every Muslim knows it, supposed to know it. Verse number 3, Surah Kawthar, Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Yesterday, who got shot, Maulana? You in the news team? Who got shot yesterday?
Charlie Kirk.
So Charlie Kirk said that these Muslims, we must tear them up. Those Muslims, we must finish them up. They must not be allowed to enter and dominate America and all that. So that guy was 200 meters away.
April 1889.
So you see, they wrote there Hitler, 20th April 1889. Did was he really born 20th April? That's the question I'm saying. I'm not saying it never happened. You understand? I'm saying, I got the funny feeling that he wasn't born 20th April. He was born April. He was born 1889. But was it 20th April? Or is this another Hasbara? Another, you understand, hidden job of all these Jutlas and Zionists? They're masters of distorting the facts, you see. Layyam bi al-sinatim, speaking with the folk tongue and so forth. So you see, we Muslims, we're not thinkers, you know. We're just like parrots, you understand? Just people say, we say. You must think the things out, you must remember. Always when they say 20th April, Hitler, I just keep quiet, you know. So I said, but me, in the inner recess of my, I don't think so, he was born 20th April. It is just to create that hatred. So when you hate the messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the message of the messenger, then Allah will send you away straight to Jahannam. That guy was on a building, Morana, 200 meters away. What a master. If I see him and I know him, I go shake his hand. I'll say, you did a good job. One bullet you hit that Charlie Kirk is gone straight away. We're very happy about it. We say good riddance. And your next one, you can take one of the Jutlas out also. It'll be very good. You see that? So who did it? We don't know who did it. Some of us remember that. They had some guys, they suspected, but they released them all and so forth and so on. So you see that? So there was a lot of sympathy for the Jutlas. And that. So when they came there, so then now the British were there. Palestine was still under the British mandate. So then they start attacking the British. You understood that King David Hotel and us and all. So the British got fed up, they left. So then you find Irgun gang, Hagana gang, Stern gang, Heli gang, this gang, this gang. So they became the IDF. So for 40 years before Hamas, you all invented terrorism already in the Middle East. Nobody can deny that. You must remember that. So you must put them in their place, you must remember. So Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarallah Marqadahu, Waliullah, he saw the plight of, you see South Africa. It's like a war zone, just go here, yeah, 30, 50 kilos, go to that Westbury, go to Coronation Well and all that. And they're damaging the infrastructure, they're breaking this. But can you blame them? You, the ANC, the biggest crooks in Africa, maybe you are, and the biggest criminals, 30 years you can't give the people water. You don't understand? 10 years they don't have water, proper water, in these areas. And 2 weeks now, no water, you see. So that are the fat cats, you must have. So obviously, what will be the reaction of the people? In Afrikaans, this nice word, but we can't use it now on a G-A-T, you know. I can spell it V-O-L. Yeah, that's a proper word to use. The people are totally fed up, you must remember, frustrated in this type of thing. So now they're going, water, these, this, and all this. So I have so many places we can give example. So he realized that we need to do something in Gaza. Sheikh Ahmad, it was Waliullah. Allah inspires him, you know, ilham, kash, whatever. So they started. What was the thing? Let us give our people the basic needs. They need water, they need food, they need clothing, they need education, they need this. So that's how slowly they started. Now they're gathering momentum. You see that? In 2004, he was martyred by Ariel Sharon, F-16, in Gaza, after Fajr. But Allah, man aada li waliyan, faqad aadantuhu bil harb. That when you harm my waliullah, I will wage war against you. Hadith Qudsi in Bukhari Sharif. See? Allah put him, Sharon, for 8 years in Sakarat. I'm telling you now, you watch how Netanyahu will freak and die. Allahumma sallit alayhi kalban min kilabik. He will die suffering, you must see. Inshallah, inshallah. Whole lot of them. You will see how they will die, inshallah.
Amen.
So we must be very clear. Another point you must remember, the same Netanyahu, war criminal, he was the one who encouraged Hamas to be formed. Why encourage? Not that he likes them or he wanted to weaken Arafat and all of them, Yasser Arafat, you see. So bring a split in the Palestinian community. So first was the PLO, Palestinian Liberation Organization. Then they changed it to the PA, Palestinian Authority. So now let's make a split. So among themselves, they will fight. West Bank, these guys will look after Hazrat, and he, Netanyahu, encouraged this. And Qatar was giving money to them, to who? To Hamas, and he used to handle it and pass it over. Therefore, he is not prepared to come for a commission, remember that. All these things will come out, just like Trump. He doesn't want that Epstein files and all that, everything must come out. All how many girls and how many women they raped and all that will come out. You must remember that. So that is hard. So first leader from 87 to 2004. You understood? 3 weeks later, they assassinated the second leader. Who was the second leader of Hamas? Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi. You see that? In matter of 1 month, they assassinated both. Allah's Qudrat, you must remember, the West always speaks about, you must remember, you must have democracy and you must have this and all these things here. So they had free and fair elections, you see. Free and fair elections, like how they had in Egypt. When they had free and fair elections, lo and behold, that Al-Ikhwan won, landslide victory. Hafiz, Dr. Muhammad Mursi, Rahimahullah, Allah grant him. For 3 people, we make a lot of dua. For Saddam Hussein, I'm going to send you a clip. Saddam Hussein told them, never trust America, never trust Israel. They will always want to attack you. And you must build your own resources and never see, you know, words coming to haunt them. He spoke the truth. You must remember that. I'm going to send that clip to you. It's in Arabic, obviously. But they got the translation. I'll send it to Suleiman. You must just cover the face. So you must remember that. So now, in 1 month, they assassinated both. Then who became the leader? So Ismail Haniyeh. You see that? Hafiz, Ismail Haniyeh. So now they said, so Egypt had free and fair elections. And they won. But America, Europe, Israel can't send it. So in 1 year, or just above, they made sure they remove him, put him in jail, and brought their puppet, the Murtad, Sisi, Ibnul Yahudi, the son of a Jewess, you see. So now this you must make a note of. On 25th January 2006, this is after the martyrdom of who? Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawarullah Marqadahu, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, in 2006 beginning, so 25th January to be exact, there was free and fair elections. This side Hamas, this side Palestinian Authority. And Hamas won landslide. So you say you want democracy, you say you want majority rule, you say you want free and fair elections, but when the Muslims win, then it's a problem for you. It was a problem in Gaza, until today is a problem. It's a problem for you in Egypt, and go and study what happened in Algeria. The Muslim party were 100% winning, and then the France and us and all of them told the army, you must annul these elections and then finish, they can't take power. You see? So, we are idiots and fools, you must remember. Quran says, تُحِبُّونَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ. You love them, you love their culture, you love their politics, you love their festivals, their Christmas, their New Year, their Valentine, and all those things here, you see that? But they don't love you, they hate you. They only like your money and your dollars that you give them or whatever currency, and they love your oil and gas and all these things. You must be a moron not to understand that. You must remember these things. So how many leaders gone? Two. Now we carry on. Ismail Haniyeh. I say Ismail Haniyeh, Hafiz Sahib, go study his history. His father was a Sufi Waliullah. Sheikh al-Tariqah, you see. Fridays, the people, the murids, the students would come. He was a young boy. So then his father tell him, read Qiraat, because he used to read Quran, very beautiful. And when they used to make him Imam Day in Gaza, he used to read all these ayats of jihad. You just Google and you will see how many places he's reading. And good, wonderful reciter. And he loved jihad. So his golden sentence, Abi Zar ke saath likhne ke qabil, وقال قائدنا إسماعيل لن نعترف بإسرائيل. Our leader Ismail said, Hafiz Ismail Haniyeh, we will never ever recognize the state of Israel. When I went to Lusaka, so then I went to the embassy of the Palestinian Authority. The ambassador is Walid, Christian person. He had Shirin Abu Aqila's photo there. I asked him, is your wife? I was sitting there with far. He said, la. I said, Shirin Abu Aqila. He said, yeah. He was happy that I knew it. You know? So I said, Ambassador, Mr. Ambassador, a lot of respect. I said, see, I have certain questions. We are 100% Palestinian, but I want to understand these two, three issues. Why you meaning Palestinian Authority, you don't really agree with Hamas on many issues. So his answer to me was this, that we recognize the state of Israel. Hamas says they never recognize it and they will never recognize it. I say, but that's what we say also. He says that why we did that, to get part of the United Nations, to work in the international forum and arena, you have to recognize them, and then people will then say, okay, you can come and you can be part of the discussion, and so on. So that is all their reasoning. You see that? So like Hamas can never sit in United Nations or all these international forums and all that. Anyway, that is their thinking, which I don't really agree with. But anyway, so they are real puppets. If you ask me, Abu Mazin. Now Abu Mazin, our people don't know him as Abu Mazin, Mahmoud Abbas. So then, but the Arabs know him as Abu Mazin. According to me, he's a murtad straight away. You understand? Nothing to do with Islam and all that. He just goes with the flow, you understand? In a church, he's in a church. Synagogue, synagogue. Temple, temple. Jesus. So everything for him is okay. There are people like that. Sell out traitors. You know. So now Ismail Haniyeh, you see Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu warda, when people were going from Makkah to Mina on the 8th of Zulhijjah, the 60th year after the Hijrah, 8th of Zulhijjah, Yawm al-Tarwiyah, they were going to Mina. He, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, was leaving for Iraq. You got Abdullah bin Abbas came, Abdullah bin Zubair came, Abdullah bin Umar came, his own brother, Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Muhammad Hanafiya came, and so. They begged him, don't go, Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. See what they did to your brother also and all that, in the year 50 and all that. But Masha Allah, kan taqdeer, he said, they said, okay, you go, leave the children. And he said, no, they all come. Lo and behold, when he was going, he met the Shair Farazdaq. He asked Farazdaq, how's things? He said, the hearts are with you, but the swords are against you. That's the time he realized that he was set up. And the 8th, he left. And prior to his leaving, he sent his cousin, Muslim bin Aqil. On the 9th, Muslim bin Aqil was martyred. But that news came to him afterwards. So now he knew, but now there's no way of turning back. So he went, mashallah, Khan. So you must remember that how Sayyidina Hussein was set up by the Kufar Shias, and thus the book you gave me, you Kafir Shias, Al-Imam Zainul, I showed it to you once, I think. Al-Imam Zainul Abidin, you must remember that. So he is the son of Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anh. So by Mu'assasatul Balagh, in there, printed by them, and they gave it to me. So there this ibarat is written, that he asked the Shias, أَخَذْتُمُ الْأَهَدَ وَالْمِيثَاقِ, you took the pledge from my beloved father, ثُمَّ تَرَكْتُمُ وَخَذَلْتُمُ, then you left my father, in a lurch, you want to join the enemy. بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Tomorrow on a day of justice, how you will face Nabi Alayhi Salaam? وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ, and he, the master, will tell you, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي, you murdered my grandson, my Asibtu Rasulullah, the Nawasa, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, and you are the ones that you قَاتَلْتُمْ, you must remember, إِتْرَتِي, وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي, you desecrated our exalted rank of the Ahlul Bayt, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, it's not my kitab, it's your kitab which you gave me. I'm giving you the book's name, I'm giving you the printer, publisher, everything. And I still got it by me. So there you got it. You must remember, in Ihtijaj of Tabrasi, they started singing poetry. And they said, قَاتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَبَنِي عَلِيِّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحٍ. Yes, we martyred Sayyidina Ali. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein. And we used the swords and the spears made from India. It's your book written, not my book. So therefore we must know. So this is a replay. So when they had the inauguration, so you must remember that Ismail Haniyeh led last year July, so you must remember that. So what happened? They invited him. They told the Jutlas everything, where he was, this, this and all that, and they assassinated him. So the Shias are the biggest ghaddar because their father was a Jew. And if you want that, it's written in your book, Rijalul Kashi, by Naubakhti. And there they wrote, the Muassis and founding father of Shia Azam, Kana Yahudiyan Abdullah bin Sabah. So if Juddas are haramis, then their children also are haramis. What makes them so special? If they're not special, if they're not haramis, then what you're doing with the shrine day in Kashan of the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, putting up such a big shrine? And praising the man, Shujawuddin, and all that. So you see, this is all dalail, and nobody can dispute that. It took Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi 40, 50 years to realize that. He was the one proposing all the time. We must have ittihad. When he saw that, he said, finish. I wasted my life with these people. You see that? You must know these things. He started calling Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan. Thereafter, you must remember, our leader came, Yahya Sinwar. Yahya Sinwar was a master engineer, strategist, and mathematician, call him whatever you want to. He is the master of all the tunnels. Today, the chutlas, they don't know which way to go in the tunnel. Then they come, boom, bang, finish. They gone straight to hell. You understand? And they come with their technology and us and us and that. And he changed the whole Arabic vocabulary. 3 days, he never ate, never drank. And that is what he wanted. I was Nale Khalid bin Walid. I must not die on my firash, on my bed. I must die in the battlefield. So when they didn't even know it's Yahya Sinwar, because his face was covered with a red scarf. His eyes and all were open. So when they did that, you understand, the post-mortem, and then they realized it's him and so forth. Still the body of Yahya Sinwar is very jutlas. They haven't given it. So you must remember that. So anyway, so this is now Yahya Sinwar, 31st July was him. Ismail Aniya. And Yahya Sinwar, 16 October. 2024. You see that? So that is what happens. You must remember how he changed the Arabic lexicon and dictionary and vocabulary. When he had very little strength left, he took his asa and stick and he threw it against the enemy. So they say, if you say today you're fighting your enemy, you say, Rami to who? Bi asa Sinwar. I took the stick of Sinwar and I threw it. You see? So these are the people. The Iman, the Jazbah. Sheikh Abu Hasan Dadbi says, when I met these people, the first time I said, but these people, not one of them got a hat on, not one got a kurta on. Then I wondered, but when I saw their jihad, and I saw their Jazbah, then I knew that these people are champions. Now me and you, I'm not saying we are doing wrong, we are doing right. We got our topi, we got our kurta, we got everything. But if you hear water pistol also coming, our huzu will break. Is it true or not true?
See.
100%. So that's where we fail miserably, you see. But we want to pass judgment on all of them who are dicing with death and love shahadat. So now, by Allah, who will be a better person? Allah is the final judge. But if you ask me, they're better off than us. With their shahadat and so forth. So therefore, Hamas slogan today is Immal al-ghanima wa imma shahada. Walan nastaslim. And we are going for martyrdom or we're going for total victory. And we will never ever surrender. So that is our Hamas story. And we must say we are part of Hamas. You see that? So that is what we must do. Yesterday I was there by Hazrat Mufti Sahib. I said, Hazrat Abdua Farmai, he said, Allah Ta'ala ne Taliban ko hamare tawakku bhi nahi tha. Lekin aise zabardast kamiyabi ata farmai, to aise jo hai Allah Ta'ala in Hazrat ko Hamas ko zabardast kamiyabi ata.
Ameen. Ameen.
So at least that much we must have. You understood? So we can't be negative about this and all these type of things. So give them due for what they are doing and all that. So we support Hamas 100%. So Allah Ta'ala make easy. And again, we appeal to all the imams and people, make the kunut nazila tomorrow in your Jummah khutbah. Say in the khutbah, just read, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mustawtinin al-mal'unin. Make dua for Masjid al-Aqsa. Allama harril, Allama tahir al-Masjid al-Aqsa min al-Yahudi al-Ghasibin. So that is how you must do it. The other day, this Ahmad Abdi, he took me there. You know, he takes me to all these places. I don't even know the places. Mayyazdal. So I gave the khutbah and all these things there. Then I was reading Salat. So after, I take long a little bit. So I stood up, I find six guys, all Arabs. They say, khutbah mumtaza. And I say, for me, Iran. They say, Palestine. And I say, oh, no, I understood. They say, we're all Palestine, and we heard your khutbah. And all these things there, you see. So we must be the one to give them encouragement, remember that. That we're standing in solidarity with you, and so forth and so on. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah al-Aziz, remember that.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib, to all our listeners as well, from us in the team. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.